At this point, I'd just like to welcome all of you officially here to our 17th General Insurance Seminar. So welcome all the delegates, all the presenters. I'm so glad you're able to come. We're going to have a great time over these next few days. And on behalf of the Institute, I'd like to acknowledge and thank our sponsors for their valuable contributions in support of this event. And our particular thanks goes to our gold sponsor, PwC, who's hosting the always popular Barista Lounge and the opening plenary session and the delegate water and sweets. And I'd also like to thank DW Simpson, who's the satchel sponsors, Insureware, who's the plenary three sponsor, Taylor Fry for sponsoring the newsletter, and KPMG for their support. In a changing environment where risk and the response to risk continues to evolve, the Australian insurance industry has stood up to the test. Our challenge is how we continue to grow and innovate for the benefit of our shareholders and customers alike. How should industry balance the regulatory and capital costs of managing risks with the premium required to transfer risk? And as assets and risks change, can we balance those costs and the risk transfer that the public needs? Policymakers and regulators are concerned to ensure that the system works as intended, that confidence in it is high, and that intended outcomes are achieved, and that the industry is world class. This year, the Institute has been a strong contributor to this evolvement. It's taken the lead in providing submissions to APRA on its insurance capital review process, hosting seminars in Sydney and Melbourne for insurance professionals and actuaries to discuss issues, and seek clarification from APRA on its capital review proposals, facilitating a lively debate between life and general insurance specialists to issues that cross practice areas, including that of the risk-free discount rate, and arranging informal meetings for discussion on issues arising from APRA's proposed changes identified from completing the quiz. It's been an interesting time, and the Institute's role in providing opportunity for discussion continues at this seminar in Plenary 4, which covers these proposed changes and is going to be held on Wednesday morning. The actuarial profession has an opportunity and a responsibility to contribute its unique expertise to these discussions. And our goal over these 3 days is to drill deeper than the public debate. We thank all our 40 concurrent session presenters for their work and ideas that they bring to this seminar. All the papers that are presented will be eligible for the 2010 Taylor Fry Prize, and the winner is going to be announced following the seminar. The four plenary sessions are all about aspects of risk and reward, the constraints, the realities, and the context of a changing environment. Plenary one this morning will feature two different insights into the current landscape. It'll cover the regulatory environment in general, and the regulatory environment in general insurance. Plenary two this afternoon will highlight challenges and the resulting opportunities unfolding. And plenary three tomorrow morning features two panel discussions under the seminar theme, Risk and Reward. And the first is going to cover ERM, and the second will look at actuaries working outside of traditional areas. And in the final plenary tomorrow morning, Helen Roll and others will cover the many initiatives in which APRA has been involved in, including level two and level three reporting, changes to prudential reporting, and of course, the capital proposals. Now, I'd also like to acknowledge Peter McCarthy, Bob Buchanan, and Chris Lathan, who I understand have attended nearly all the Institute's general insurance seminars since it first assembled in Thredbo in 1978. And I'd also like to extend a special welcome to our overseas delegates who have joined us from the United Kingdom, the United States of America, New Zealand, Singapore, and Hong Kong. And it now gives me great pleasure to welcome Andrew Smith, who's convener of the 2010 General Insurance Organising Committee, and he'll be chairing the opening session. Please welcome Andrew.